Hi developers, I'm Hossam Dilia, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to use OData with ASP.NET web applications. OData is useful for querying data coming from a web API that could be like queries, for example, getting the top three employees or filtering employees with their ID or even ordering by their first names. It could be also getting the employees with that have their first name equal to a certain value, and so on. In real life, that looks like this one. So here I have in Visual Studio a list of employees. Here I have the employees, each one have an ID, first name and last name. I can query these employees through the URI request. So here I'm asking for the employees, for the top two employees, and skipping the first one. That will give me these two employees with ID 2 and 3 because I'm skipping the first one which have the ID equal to 1. I can also do filtering the employees or getting the employee who have an ID equal to 3 for that, or actually, the ID, the employees who have the ID lower than 3. For that, I'm getting the employee which have the ID 1 and the other who have the ID equal to 2. I can also go and order by the first name. For that, you get here the first, all the employees are filtered by their first name. I can also get the employees whose first names equal to a certain value. Here I'm specifying Ahmed. So this is useful for search, but also for search you might want to go further. For example, specifying that you want to get the employees whose names contains a certain string. For that, here I'm specifying that I want these employees with the first name that contains the letter uppercase A. I can also look for this keyword not only with the first name but also with the last name, and that's by specifying the OR operator. So let's build this application in ASP.NET Web API. So yeah, I'll go to Visual Studio, and right from here I have created a new application by going to File, New Project, select Web, and then ASP.NET Web Application, then specifying the Web API template. After creating that project, now I have this structure here where I have the controllers, and inside the controllers I have the values controller, and I'll take this sample controller to write OData queries against my get action method. Now we want to apply OData queries for this application. For that, I should go through three steps. The first one is installing the NuGet package, then enabling OData query in Web API config. Then the third step is to add the attribute enable query on top of the action methods that we want them to support OData. So let's start by installing the NuGet package. I'll go back to Visual Studio, and here I go to my Web API project, right click and select Manage NuGet Packages, hit Browse, then look for OData. From here, I'll get this NuGet package microsoft.asp.net.webapi.odata. So let's install this one. Here I have it already installed. But for you, you will get a button telling you to install this package for your application. After installing that package, you will get these references, microsoft.data.odata, and some other dependencies. Then we'll go through the second step, which is enabling OData query in Web API config. So let's go to the Web API config, which is inside the Upstart folder. Here we have the Web API config, and right from here we'll go to config.addOData_query_filter. We get this extension method because we have installed the OData NuGet package. Then the third step is to add the attribute enable query to the action methods, and that's by going to the controller, and here I want this controller get to support the OData queries. For that I'll add the attribute enable query. Now this method will support queries, and here I have a simple string which have only two values, but I go and get rid of it because here I have already created an employees list, which is a list of employee, and my employee here is a model inside the models folder, which contains ID, first name and last name. So here my list of employees contains some data. Here I have 5 employees, each one have unique ID, first name and last name. So now I'll go and change the get method to support my list of employee instead of a list of string. So now I'll go and return my list of employee. Now I'm ready to start querying my get extension method. So if I go and run this application with the breakpoint here inside the get method, here I will be able to execute this or these OData queries. So let's start by this one. For example, here we are asking to get the top 2 employees and skip the first one. That means we get the employee number 2 and number 3. So let's write that. Here we have hidden the breakpoint. So let's continue. And that will bring us the employee number 2 and number 3. Here I know their numbers by the ID. Let's go and hit the second OData query here. Here we are specifying that the filter is the ID, and we want the ID to be lower than 3. Here this percentage 20 is a special character to replace the space is because the original query is like this one. But when I execute it, then here this space will be replaced by a percentage 20. So you should just know about that. We have another query here for ordering the employees by their first name. So if I hit that one, now I get all my employees, my 5 employees, ordered based on their first name. I can also here do descend, and this way I'll get my employees ordered by descending order. For that I get the employee with the first name that starts with A at the list the last of my list. And the same thing here, I can get the employee with the first name equal to a certain value, which is Ahmed as specified here. Go to here. Another OData query for getting the employee with the first name contains the letter A with uppercase. So you see here in each time we are this method get returns all the list of the employees, but the filtering of these employees is done after the execution of this action method, because we have another filter that will be triggered, and this filter will get all my 5 employees and apply the query that I have specified in the URI. So that filter will try to understand the meaning of this filter here and execute that to my list of employees. Let's complete that. And here are some other filters. Here we can also specify the or the and operators, and so on. So to get more information about these queries, you can go to this URI here, where the documentation for the web API with OData support. Here you can get information about some other OData query options you can use, like the expand, the inline count, select, and so on. So I hope this was helpful for you, and thank you.